welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today the topic is, as usual, inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which has caused a little bit of controversy. It's called Staying Single is Not Good for Your Kids. Excuse me, but we will get to that and what the controversy has been later. But we're also going to talk about whatever else is on our guests' minds, although I think the topic today might stay focused on this week's column. You can find my columns all over, worldwide, or just go to bruceallen.com. Hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You get a drop-down menu and all sorts of goodies. Excuse me again. I am doing today's show via Skype, once again, from my home office. I can't believe I can sit here in the comfort of my own home and do a live, real radio show. This isn't a podcast. This is AM radio, which will be broadcast live as I speak right now, repeated twice on KZSB AM 1290, my home station in Santa Barbara. And it airs on three other stations nationwide. Plus, of course, you can download any of my shows for free on iTunes or bruceallen.com. And it's commercial free and free free. I like free free. We all like free free. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. I hope you'll also like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We are well over 5,000 likes now. And I must share with you, I'm so proud that today I launched the Kickstarter campaign for the hardcover coffee table book of the Because I Said So comic strip, the first 100. There are great rewards and prizes. You just go to Kickstarter, look it up, or go to my website. It'll be there. Or look on Twitter. I'm tweeting all over the place. Just look up my name or Because I Said So, and I'm sure you'll find it on Kickstarter. But among the prizes you can win is an appearance on my radio show. You can win a lot of other unusual ones. Michael Voog, who's our amazing illustrator, will do a caricature of you. We will autograph the books. We will do special sketches, limited edition prints, and a lot of other things as well. So there are prize levels or rewards, as they call them at Kickstarter, for every budget, starting at $10 and going all the way up to $1,000. We hope to raise enough money to fund the publication of this book and lead to it potentially appearing in more newspapers. And eventually, we really have the fantasy and hope that it could be a TV series. I come from that world, and I see no reason it could not. But the thing that I wish most for Because I Said So is that it would be in our newspapers, where so many of the comic strips are just lame. I mean, have you ever read The Family Circus? I look at that single comic strip and I go, where is the humor? It's been around forever, but it's not funny. And it's most definitely not contemporary. And that's what Because I Said So is. It's contemporary. And I hope you'll support the book. You'll win prizes well above the value of what you put in. So just go to Kickstarter and you'll find the campaign and our video. We made a really fun video for the Kickstarter book campaign. So today we have Pastor Drew Sams for Spiritual Wrap, and I'm very curious what he'll have to say about staying single or not single as a single parent. And Dr. Jennifer Weberman, also, I'm very curious what she'll say for Therapy Talk about this issue and how this issue affects some of her patients, meaning kids from single parent households. I will also be speaking now, actually, about the reactions this column has generated. First, it seems to have gotten a number of people, mostly moms, angry. What is so fascinating to me is they're angry at the title of the column, which is Staying Single is Not Good for Your Kids. They don't actually respond to the content, which is, I'm not saying you must get married or get with a partner. I'm just saying it's an ideal. And I don't understand how any single mom or dad could honestly look me in the eye or read this column and say, you know, my kids are better off without a mom or a dad. Now, of course, if you can't find a good partner, or if your life is just in such disarray that just staying afloat doesn't even give you the opportunity to go out and maybe meet a partner, obviously, at that point in your life, you just take care of immediate business. It's not an absolute. But since when can we not have ideals? And that's the point of this column, an ideal. An ideal is a mom and a dad raising kids. Okay, there are tons of exceptions and other family units that work beautifully. I'm not criticizing those. I'm just talking about what I think as the ideal. Very quickly, the news, the 100th, because I said so, comic strip is in fact the Kickstarter comic. It involves Kickstarter. And tonight at Dad Chat, we're talking about confronting fear with a very powerful social media presence, a guy named Peter Shankman. And when I say confronting fear, I really don't mean, you know, parachuting, which is something Peter Shankman likes to do. I mean confronting fear when it comes to parenting. You can stay in the loop by signing up for my weekly newsletter at the homepage at bruceallen.com. And the new I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Star Wars, Raiders, and John Williams. And it's a great vlog of clips from the Hollywood Bowl concert I attended a couple weeks ago. So I think it is time for a break. We'll do a life lesson right after this break. So stay tuned, and we'll be back after these messages. Bruce Allen, that's one of you.